إلا له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام من تشبه بقومه فهو منهم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very simple, easy, natural deen to follow, and Allah has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is easy, deen is perfect, deen is simple, and deen is sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explained to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are fortunate that we are ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was explaining to you that in order for Muslims, locally, nationally, internationally, in order for us to supersede the kufar, there is a 3-point formula, and we are going through this 3-point formula slowly. Number one is that aqidatu sahiyah, correct, valid, reliable beliefs in accordance with the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. We have explained this to some extent. What are the erroneous beliefs and what are the correct beliefs? Secondly, amal as-saliha, good, righteous, pious actions, but the action has to be approved in the Sharia. A precondition is that any action any Muslim does, any part of the world, it has to be in accordance to the blessed Sharia. Any Muslim cannot do anything and think that I am performing in accordance to the Sharia. You have to have a backup for it. So we have explained that to some extent, and explained to you about innovations and bidah. Thirdly, jihad fi sabilillah li ilai kalimatullah. That to make jihad in the path of Allah, for Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, for the upliftment of the word of Allah. Today, in today's discussion, I'm still going to be mentioning about good actions and outlining certain principles for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is one and Allah is unique. And Allah is unique in His uniqueness. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also unique. And He is unique in His uniqueness. And this Shariat that has been given to us, and this Deen that has been given to us, and this Islam that has been given to us, and this way of life that has been given to us, and this pattern of conduct that has been given to us, and this norm of behavior that has been given to us, and this method of living that has been given to us, and this way of interacting that has been given to us, that also is unique. No sooner you and I especially realize this, that I am a Muslim and I am different. I am a Muslim and I am Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I am different. Different in what? After today's talk, if you do not realize that as a Muslim I am different, then definitely we require re-education. Our focus in life is different as Muslims. Our ibadat is different as Muslims. Our external is different as Muslims. Our salam is different as Muslims. Our greeting is different as Muslims. Our sijda is different as Muslims. Our ruku is different as Muslims. Our greeting is different as Muslims. Our dressing is different as Muslims. Our face, when we have to look at ourselves in the mirror, is different as Muslims. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that do not over praise me like how the Christians have done to Isa, son of Maryam. Do not overpraise me like how the Christians have done to Isa, son of Maryam. I am a messenger of Allah and servant of Allah. See, he is drawing some perimeters for us. And saying clearly, because the point of departure between Muslims and the Christians is that they regard their messenger, they give the quality of divinity into him, whereas you say Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is divinely appointed but not divine. Understand the difference. And the Christians say that Isa, Jesus Christ, is divine personified. And here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he is the apostle of Allah, messenger of Allah, Rasul of Allah, Nabi of Allah, servant of Allah, abd of Allah, bondsman of Allah. Do not worship him, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We Muslims worship Allah, not Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our worship is different. Our ibadat is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, do not turn my grave into a place of worship like how the previous nations have done with the graves of their Anbiya. We are not grave worshippers. The previous nations began to worship their graves of their Anbiya. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying clearly, my grave, that means the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't turn it into a place of worship. We don't make sijda on his grave. We do not make sijda to his grave. We make sijda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facing the Qibla, facing the Kaaba. That is why the ulama ikram have stated a standard rule that although there were 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, the graves of the Anbiya alayhi salam, with certainty you cannot say that this is the grave of Musa alayhi salam or this is the grave of Yunus alayhi salam. So that a person does not falter and start worshipping the graves. As Muslims we do not worship the graves of Anbiya alayhi salam. As Muslims we do not worship the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims we do not worship the graves of any awliya, any saint, any sahaba. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Ya Allah, do not turn my grave into a place of worship. Do not turn my grave into a place of worship. And the dua is accepted. You know that. May Allah Ta'ala take everyone to Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make ziyarat of grave of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There you see something. Around the grave of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are people standing there. As you do something silly, innovative in nature, they will beat you up. This is the acceptance of dua of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, do not let my grave become a place of worship. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in one hadith. When he came inside the masjid, Sahaba Ikram stood up in respect, in honor for him. He said, sit down. Do not stand for me like how the Ajami stand for their people, for their leaders. Do not stand for me like how the Ajami, non-Arabs, stand for their leaders. Meaning clearly, that out of respect for him, who's standing? Sahaba. And who is standing for the best of creation, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the best of creation is saying, don't stand for me. Like how the Ajamis, how the non-Arabs stand for their leaders in respect and honor and dignity, don't stand for me. Oh, what we have done for this deen. What not what we have done for this deen. Who is this? They tell me in certain masjids when some Maulana walks in, then half the ummah wants to stand up. 20 people stand up. And the Maulana also feels very happy about this. Oh, people are standing for me these days. Then when the Maulana is sitting, they are all waiting. Because waiting for the Maulana to leave the place, the Sheikh to leave the place, the so-called peer to leave the place. And when he stands up, the 20 people stand up. What is standing for? We are becoming a bunch of fear worshippers and hero worshippers and Maulana worshippers. Yet the best of creation is saying, don't stand for me. And today is fear in the name of Tasawwuf. Today is Shaykh in the name of Tasawwuf. He is delighted and happy. People are standing for him. He's got an entourage when he's walking around. What are we doing to this deen? Mockery we making of it. We are not against tasawwuf, remember, but definitely we are against this because there is a hadith in the area. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in one hadith that when you make ibadat, make the fajr, and do not prostrate when the sun is setting. For verily the sun sets between the two horns of the devil, and the infidels prostrate during that time. And then he went on to say, do not prostrate when the sun is setting. For verily during the time of sunset, the sun sets in between the two horns of the devil. Do not make sijda there. Do not prostrate. Our worship is different. Our sijda is different. We are different. We Muslims are different. So he said, don't prostrate during sunset and sunrise. That's when the infidels do it. We are different from the infidels. And the ruku that we make, remember, in all the other deens, all the other ambiyas, there was no ruku as part of ibadat. There was standing and sijda. Speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that we make ruku. This is our speciality. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in one hadith, act against the polytheists, the mushrikeen, act against them. Clearly he is saying, act against them. And he says, let your beard flow and trim your moustaches. He's telling us clearly that when we look in the mirror, we look differently. And today, respected elders, that we do not want to keep the beard and we keep the moustache. And we want the help of Allah to descend upon us. And we want the unseen help of Allah to come on us. How does it happen? And he's saying clearly, behave properly to them. Forgive the beard. Let it flow. And trim the moustache. But today you feel shy. How can I keep a beard? What do people say? We keep moustaches first. And our political leaders in Muslim countries also, they don't even look like Muslims, and you want the help of Allah to descend upon us. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, when you eat meat, see how defined the deen is. How specific the deen is. When you eat meat, do not eat it, do not cut it with a knife. Put it in your mouth and tear it with your teeth. Tear it with your teeth. It is good for digestion. The Nabi went on to say, it is good for digestion. And today when you go to the Muslim restaurant, and when you go, unfortunately, to Muslim homes when you are invited, then they put these weapons of mass destruction around you. These knives and forks around you. What are they? Weapons of mass destruction. They destroy the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that house you want the mercy of Allah. How that is going to happen, respected elders? Here the Nabi is saying, hold the meat. You're a man, and hold the meat and taste it with your teeth. It's good for digestion. Our eating is different. Our face is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when you go to the funeral, don't do three things. I'm explaining the hadith. Don't cry and wail. Scream and wail. Cry and cry and cry in such a way that you are wailing. And don't beat your chest. Don't beat your chest. And don't tear your clothing. Another hadith he stated, that don't pull your hair. Even at a time of grief and sorrow, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't wail, don't scream and shout, Ya Allah, what happened to me? And start crying excessively. Don't pull your hair. Don't tear your clothing. Don't beat your chest. And there's a specific group professionally doing that. And they regard that as part of deen. And there is another stupid group that when the child is born, they cry, saying, oh, this child has come, who is going to provide for it? And it's come with misfortune. We Muslims are happy when children are born. We are happy that they are there. They will bring their own provision. Because Allah is the provider. Allah is the provider. So our funeral is different, our death is different, our dressing is different. Dress how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has dressed. Let the kurta be above the ankle. That is good. If it's a little bit more, that is better. If it's a little higher, that is best. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in one hadith that the difference between the Jews and the Muslims is turbans over hats. The difference between the Jews and the Muslims is turbans over hats. Meaning, when the Muslim wears a turban, he puts a hat with it. And when the Jew wears a turban, he doesn't put a hat with it. Or, in another way, he doesn't use a turban. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, our dressing is different. Our eating is different. Our ibadah is different. Our sijda is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, act contrary to the Jews. Keep your backyard clean. Keep your backyard clean. Externally don't be like very clean, but come inside dirty, filth, rot. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when the time of iftari comes, in fasting, when time of breaking your fast comes, break it quickly. When the sunset breaks the fast, contrary to the Jews and the Christians, they delay in opening their fast. Our fasting is different, our ibadat is different, our dressing is different. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in another hadith that the difference between our fasting and the fasting of the Ahl al-Kitab, especially referring to Jews in this case, is the pre-tiffin, that is the theory. We take theory, they don't take theory. Fasting is different, theory is different, iftari is different, sijda is different, dressing is different. As-salam qabla al-salam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in hadith in Tirmidhi that the Muslim, he greets first, as-salamu alaykum, and then he talks. Like how you say it in At-Tahiyyat also. The salam is coming first, and then the greeting. Not the other way around. Our salam is different. Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, contrary to the Jews and the Christians. The Jews greet by indication of fingers, and the Christians indicate by the indication of the palm. He says, when you greet with assalamu alaykum. Nowadays, you got program, I think, Tabawul Khair or something. That is clear. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't greet by that word. Our greeting is different. You agree with that? Our dressing is different. We're supposed to be looking different. Our funeral is different. Our happiness is different. Our ibadat is different. Our eating is different. Our salam is different, our kalam is different. Respected elders, what we are trying to say is that let us know the fact that we are different. And the quicker you realize this and I realize this that I am different, and we start behaving like Muslims, the help of Allah will come. Because we will be adhering to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are completely different. We Muslims do not drink alcohol. They drink alcohol. Now I've been informed that our youth are drinking alcohol. Wake up, respected elders, your son could be drinking alcohol. Forget that, your daughter could be drinking alcohol. Now reports are reaching us that when you go to certain shops, that the Muslim owners have got alcohol near their food. First of all, who asked you to drink cold drink? Nobody. Forget that they're drinking alcohol and they're leaving the things as display also. Shamelessly. Drinking alcohol openly. Not anywhere else. Forget the other countries. If we are too good in blaming the other countries. Our country. On the reef. Muslims are now drinking alcohol. We don't drink alcohol. We are different. We do not go to the casinos. We are different. We do not gamble. We are different. We do not consume interest. We are different. We do not dance like animals. We are different. We do not fornicate or energy. We got no qualities of homosexualism and lesbianism in our society. We are different. When we realize this, the help will come. When I realize it and you realize it. And when we can do this, when we start dressing like Muslims, thinking like Muslims, eating like Muslims, sleeping like Muslims, behaving like Muslims, talking like Muslims, walking like Muslims, then you see the difference, respected elders. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us ability. First of all, to realize so many things I've told you. Get the tape, it's tape, if you want to do it again. So many things we are different, respected elders. In everything we are different. But we are suffering from an inferiority complex and imitating this Kafir West, which is butchering our children in Iraq at the moment. and we are imitating that. Which is killing our women there in Iraq, we are imitating that. The killing our children in Palestine. Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you look like Bush or do you look like Osama? You look like Blair or you look like Mullah Omar? Who do you look like? And then you think you would pick your hands up and the Malaika are going to come. Malaika or Mercy are going to descend from the Muslims. How that is going to happen? Let us see. It's not too late. And those things of here in South Africa, no azab of Allah will come here. Respected elders, it is time to wake up and realize Allah is all powerful and Allah will punish us if we do not change. Two things before I conclude. One is, there'll be collection after Jumma Salat this week and the next week from the Jamiat al Ulama side, Zakat and Lillah for Iraq. The war has not even ended there, it will be another Vietnam there. And we started already collecting. Secondly, that many brothers, the Imam Sahib is giving one salam in Salat, and you give the second salam. Where are you going? Why are you in such a hurry? He gives one salam, and you are already giving two salams. Not even making istiba, not following the Imam. Why you came there? You came to follow the Imam, so follow him. Two things. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice these. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Is there a place in that room? No place. Come forward, brothers. Before Mawlana reads khutbah. And those brothers from Wuzu Khana, come away. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Please, brother from Wuzu Khana. Alhamdulillah, brothers, come forward.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا إلى الإيمان وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله العزيز الحكيم. أرسل إلينا رسولا فعلمنا محكمات الإسلام وصراط المستقيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الحكيم الكريم. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين سبقوا إلى الدين القويم. أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن أهم الأمور للمسلم تصحيح الأقايد فإنها للدين أماعيد فآمنوا بالله وهو تصديق بالقلب وإقرار باللسان لأنه لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في ذاته ولا في صفاته وهو المستجمع بجميع صفاته الكمال والمنزه عن كل نقصان وزوال وله الأسماء الحسنى وبيده ملكوت الدنيا والعقبى وتصدقوا بأن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله وهو صادق في جميع ما جاء به من الأخبار والأحكام وأن القرآن كلام الله العزيز العلام وأن كل من الكتب والرسل والملائكة حق. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشد في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقرضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنه وحمزة وصد الله وصد الرسول رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبه أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضه أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام العادل ذي القوة القاهرة والسلطة الظاهرة على الكفرة الباغية. واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.